Yes, sir. Doug, do you have a birthday recently, too? No, so Doug had a birthday a month ago. 2 months ago, close enough, past 12 months. He had a birthday. I had a birthday about 6 months ago. I don't know. But regardless, TV5 in the house here, WNAM TV5.
March 18th?
11th.
11th.
11th. March 11th.
Thought I knew it.
Yeah, get to celebrate that, and then 5 days later, get to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Perfect.
I'm a quarter Irish, I think. So 12 minutes are on the clock here, and the Lakers will be getting the ball to receive in this second half with a 16-point lead, 22-6. Like Michael pointed out in the first half, it's a two-possession game because that two-point conversion failed on Vassar.
Yeah, I mentioned that. You know, that play was huge because, you know, it's just two-point conversion. But if you're up 16, it still is two-possession with the two-point conversions. And if you're a team that's down like Vassar, that actually can become very good. If you're able to sneak a couple turnovers in and able to get, you know, those two easy, you know, give me possessions and you can convert two-point conversions, that's how you come back in games and make these so-called miracle plays. So we'll see what they can do. But Vassar has to make a stop here on this first drive.
Time of possession in that first half was Vassar, 11 minutes, 27 seconds. Lakers, 12 minutes and 33 seconds. So very little there. 54-second difference there. Lakers with a slight advantage. They have a 16-point lead to go with it. It's T-shirt time here from the Vassar cheerleaders. Getting the crowd fired up here.
You think she can hit me all the way up here in the window, Clark?
If she can, Michael Pratt might have some competition. And judging by that throw, no.
You're saying she's not a softball player,
well,
Clark?
We're about 28 rows up here, and they got about to the sixth. She has a better shot. As Michael Pratt is ready to kick this one out from his left 40-yard line.
There's the pitcher of the softball team.
And Michael Pratt's kick goes out of bounds at the 5-yard line in the legal procedure. So Lakers will be starting their drive from their own 35-yard line in this second half, leading 22-6.
That's the second kick out of bounds tonight. If you're trying to make a stop on this first drive, easy yards for Lakers. You don't want to give it to them.
So Lakers moving right to left across your radio in the black pants, white jerseys, green numbers, green letters, flat green paint on the helmets with silver face masks with the metallic silver Lakered wheel on the helmet. Vassar in the all-black uniforms, white lettering, orange stripe down the entire length of the jersey and pant, shiny black helmets with black face masks.
Very, very delicate description, Clark, of the jerseys.
Thank you. Will Tiemann taught me well. Two wide to the right, pistol formation for Dustin Cady. It's a handoff down through the right gap to number 21, Terrence Dubes. He's out to the 40-yard line. It's a gain of 5, and now 2nd and 5 coming up.
Too many yards on first down.
Number 54, Isaac Greaves with the tackle for Vassar.
Lakers is going to continue to do what they do until Vassar gets a stop.
Greaves leads the tackling for Vassar with 5. Power pistol to the right, two wide to the right as well. And it's a handoff to Dubes. Same exact play and same exact format and same exact outcome with 5 yards gained. It's going to be enough for a first down to move the chains. 1st and 10 for the Lakers after another 5-yard gain. And Greaves had the tackle as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a delayed handoff, but it's working. Draws him in, and then the delayed handoff off tackle on the right side is the same exact play as before.
11:20 left in the third. Lakers with a 22-6 lead with the ball in their first possession of the second half. Same exact formation, and Lakers went with the hard count, what it appears to be a hard count, and Vassar jumped, and it's going to be a 5-yard encroachment against the Vassar defense.
Unfortunate thing there is that Vassar actually had 3 guys jump. It shows that their heads are not in the game. If you have 1 player jump, it's bad enough. When 3 of them do it, really, really starts to frustrate a coach and frustrate a team.
So now 1st and 5 from midfield at the 50-yard line. Same formation, 2 wide to the right, Cady in the pistol with Shemka to his right, and it's a handoff to the fullback, Dubes, and he's tripped up in the backfield by number 54, Isaac Greaves. He seems to be all over on this defensive front. He's 5'10", 184, and a senior, and it's a loss of a yard. The tackle for a loss for Greaves now pushes Lakers back to their 49-yard line, 2nd and 6.
Short, stocky kid, but he's tough. He's had a lot of hits tonight. That is the play that Vassar needed. They need a couple stops. If Lakers gets momentum on this drive, they will score. They need another good stop on that, and they need to put a good third down and distance here for Lakers.
They send Brandon Wischlager wide to the left, power pistol to the right, and it was not supposed to be a direct snap, but it actually went off the hands of Dustin Cady and Terrence Dubes with a heads-up play. Jumped forward and grabbed it, and he got back that yard he just lost, maybe even gained an extra yard. He's out to the 49-yard line of Vassar. Now a third down, four to go, with 9:55 left in the third.
Yeah, I know that ball's slippery and it's dewy, but I'm going to pick on the center again for Lakers. Them high snaps, that one was way wide right. Actually, very lucky it didn't split the running back and the quarterback, because it actually would have went behind him and would have been a big loss.
Lakers 22, Vassar 6. Wischlager in motion towards the snap, and Terrence Dubes with the toss out to the left. And Vassar's there to meet him at the original line of scrimmage. Number 28, Logan Amend in on that tackle as well. No gain, now brings up fourth and four from the Vassar 49. Terrence Dubes gets the call in from the sideline after that last carry.
This is the big stop that Vassar needed on this first play. Now, they have to actually take advantage of this when they get the ball on offense. Let's see if they can do something here on special teams and give themselves good field position. I know it's slippery out there, but a couple of them last run backs.
Oh, wow, and look at this. Lakers did the up-down, trying to get the Vassar. Almost a bend and snap there for the Laker front on a fourth and four, and they get Vassar to jump. And that is enough for a first down. Nice call from the Lakers squad.
Excellent coaching call by Lakers. Vassar already had three guys have an encroachment call before. You know their heads aren't in it. Try and take advantage of that on a fourth and four. 5 yards is enough for the first down.
I like your math. First and 10 from the 44-yard line of Vassar now, as Terrence Dubes did not need to punt that one away. Receiver wide to the left, power pistol to the right. Katie's going to keep this for himself around the right end. Breaks free of two tackles, drags his defender across the 40. Still going all the way down to the 35. He's shy of the first down by a yard, but gets a 9-yard gain. And we have a few Vassar players who either are injured or they just lost their pride there by number 21. DeAndre Callahan was dragged for free for 5 yards by Dustin Cady.
Cady just does not give up. He actually slips and slides to the side. He keeps rolling as people are trying to tackle him. He's just a really tough player to bring down. 10-yard gain there.
First and 10, they give him the first down. And Wischlager wind to the left. That's Brandon Wischlager. Power pistol to the right. It's a handoff up the middle to Shemka, number 3. And he trips and falls at the line of scrimmage. They might be out to the 32-yard line, maybe a gain of a yard, maybe two if they're lucky.
54, Isaac Greaves, and again on that tackle.
Greaves leading tackling here, now with 6 on the night, as well as a couple tackles for a loss, and 3 of those. So he has 9 tackles on the night.
He's almost had about 3 sacks that they've just got the ball off before he's got in there. That kid's been all over tonight. He's a good player.
Wischlager wide again to the left. 2nd and 8. Pistol formation. Handoff to Dubes through the left gap. Gets across the 25 and brought down at the 24. Number 22 for Vassar with the tackle. Colton Fabro, the linebacker. 6'1", 62 junior.
Vassar's going to have to switch something up defensively, either blitz linebackers. These 7, 8, 9 yard carries are just going to kill them. They're going to have to do something different. Try and plug these gaps, because Lakers is running just all over them right now.
And Dubes attacked that left gap like it was his own job. Wischlager in motion, power pistol to the left, and they're going to go Dubes through the right gap. He's down to the 15-yard line, down to the 14. Another nice regain by Dubes.
Vassar actually bunched in on that defensive play, and it was still another 10-yard gain for Lakers.
And number 54, actually, with a tackle there, Isaac Greaves yet again.
We might as well just put his name on the scoreboard, Clark, because he's in. Now he's limping to the sideline, actually, Greaves is.
So the first down marker is down at the 4-yard line.